You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. Now, let's turn from education to the arts. One day, Theo Achon Williams was walking through North Oakland when he heard drumming. No matter where he traveled, the feeling he got from hearing those beats wouldn't leave him. So he decided to make it his career. Today, he's sharing his love for music and dance with the Bay Area through Samba Funk, a collective of dancers and drummers with a carnival sound. Samba Funk will perform at this Saturday's Black Eyed Pea Festival in Oakland. Theo sat down to tell KALW's Janae Darden what drew him to the beat.
I grew up around the lake, Lake Merritt District, but my family had interest. It was a church on 98th because I grew up in a real spiritual household. So that was back in the day where you went early and you stayed late.
During this time, the drum called you.
Yeah, I was with my mom who went to visit one of her friends who actually was participating in a dance class that I found out later that was led by Ruth Beckford at Mosswood Park. And she just was going to connect with one of her friends. She brought me along with her. And it was an African dance class. I had no idea. I had really not been connected to the drum in that way. And that spirit of the drum and that rhythm, it stayed with me I didn't know what it was. I was a young adult at Clark. Mm-hmm. And I would sometimes just go to bed or nod off. And I hear this rhythm in my mind, this polyrhythm just going and going. And I had no idea it was, you know, drums in that way. And then finally it dawned on me. I don't remember if I was at a Kwanzaa or if I was at an event. And it just like, bop, bop, that's what that is. And, you know, that's when I began taking up African dance.
And so you left the Bay. You went to college at San Diego State, or State, for those of us who live in San Diego.
Right.
And you were mentored by Danny Scarborough, who is a legend with the Alvin Ailey Dance Company. He won an Emmy for choreographing Roots.
Yeah.
That's amazing. What impact did he have on you?
Dr. Scarborough, Danny was a man. He was a tall, slender brother that... He was the first person that really showed me a sense of Black artistic excellence. He was the first person that taught me about the Harlem Renaissance and just the names and the personalities that made up the Harlem Renaissance. He had actually a class at State that was called Harlem Renaissance, and at the end of the semester, you would take on a character and you show up at this party. And you be that character throughout the whole party, whether that was, you know, County Cullum or James Weldon Johnson or O'Neill Hurston, whoever it was, you took on that Duke Ellington, Cab Calloway, and you were that persona all throughout that. It was like a soiree. And that's exactly how it was in Harlem, because you had them all together,
they were all together
at the Cotton Club and various other clubs, and they were working together and doing things and just creating that whole Renaissance movement. So he was the first person that exposed me to that, that shared that to me. So that opened up a lot of knowledge and information to me. And then I got an invitation from a friend of mine who was the SGA president at Clark. And he was like, man, you need to come and finish school. You need to come. And they were marketing Atlanta as the Black Mecca at the time. This was Maynard Jackson was the mayor, and it was like the Black Mecca. And it was definitely wasn't the Atlanta that it is now. It didn't have the recognition. So yeah, I just cashed in everything and said, let me go to Atlanta and get enrolled in school at Clark. It was a private institution. It was a smaller thing, and I wanted to go down south. I wasn't scared of change and wasn't scared of leaving.
I've spent time at Historically Black College. I did an exchange program at Spelman. There's no experience like attending a HBCU. What did that do for you as an artist to attend Clark?
Well, it was awesome. I saw so much art in a different lens, you know, more in a Black Southern cultural lens, where we think of art, when we think of art, we may think of, I don't really want to just say the ballet, we may think of like more traditional formalized art. whether we're talking about a gallery opening or the symphony or something like that. But what I saw, when I saw art, I saw step shows, I saw gospel choirs, not that I hadn't seen gospel choirs before, but have more connection to the art that we created as African people and African-American people here. When you're talking about the basis of the blues, the foundation of the blues, you know, seeing clubs where they're playing old school music like that, barbershop quartet type music, even jazz coming out of New Orleans. So there was a lot more connection to art in that way. And when I went down there, it was just more about life, and the whole area was art. I kind of got started doing African dance in Atlanta, so we're talking about the 90s, and kind of just picked it up from there. For me, it was more about movement and connectivity.
So you left home and, you know, went to all these different places, and then when you came back, that's actually where you really found your passion.
Where things start jumping off, yeah. When I came here, I got involved with the African-Brazilian movement, and I had a good sister friend, her name is Regina Calloway. She asked me if I wanted to be involved with Carnival and if I wanted to join her group, which was called Fogo na Roupa, which is still around today. They work out of the Mission Cultural Center in San Francisco. So I went, and it was a really huge class. They had a charismatic, dynamic leader. His name is Carlos Acetuno, who I studied with and learned a lot of my early techniques up from him. They had a big bateria, drummers. It was multicultural. I thought that was cool. Samba Funk is an arts organization. We're a collective of professional and non-professional artists. Everybody's a volunteer. It's a 100% volunteer organization. I'm the director, I guess you would say director, founder, founding director, and I'm a volunteer. I don't take a salary. I have a day job. And we uphold the tenets of African-Brazilian culture. I teach certain dances. I teach about the African diaspora. So we're seated in the African diaspora. That's really our core belief, is that the African diaspora exists. And for people, listeners that may not know what that is, that's speaking specifically to the remnants of the transatlantic slave trade, how many African nations were brought over here through the slave trade and broken up, families broken up, tribes, nations broken up, and distributed all throughout Latin America, South America, the Caribbean, and North America. So we have certain cultural traits that connect us and tie us that we brought over from Africa. And that whole area is the diaspora.
With all that's going on and everything we've talked about, what is your hope for the future of the arts community in Oakland? And what is your hope for the future of Samba?
I would hope that we would get more funding to create more art so we could reach more people, especially young people, and just spark creativity throughout Oakland. There has been a lot of creativity in the past in Oakland, but we need more, you know, and not to be made out of crises, but to be fostered with the intent of having a creative space, a safe space for people to create and feel good.
That was Theo Achon Williams, Artistic Director of Samba Funk. He spoke with KALW's Janae Darden. If you're in the mood for drumming and dancing, Samba Funk's performing at the Black Eyed Pea Festival this Saturday afternoon on the lawn at Oakland Tech High School.